This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. It's been a year since Congress voted to give President Bush authority to use military force in Iraq. With that vote, sizable bipartisan majorities in both the House and Senate set the stage for a war that came 5 months later. The claims made in the debate leading up to that fateful vote are still being argued as Congress moves this week to vote on another $87 billion for the war effort. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
6 months have gone by since Saddam Hussein was toppled, and a team of 1,200 U.S. weapons inspectors has yet to find a single weapon of mass destruction in Iraq. But a year ago, on the day the Republican-led House of Representatives voted 296 to 133 for the Iraq resolution, then-Majority Whip Tom DeLay made such weapons the centerpiece of his argument for overthrowing Saddam Hussein.
Only regime change can remove the danger from Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. Only by taking them out of his hands and destroying them can we be certain that terror weapons won't wind up in the hands of the terrorists.
It wasn't just the president's fellow Republicans who made that case. Missouri Democrat Richard Gephardt, who's now running for president himself, was at the time House Minority Leader.
If you're worried about terrorists getting weapons of mass destruction or their components from countries, the first candidate you worry about is Iraq.
Still, 60% of Gephardt's House Democrats opposed the Iraq resolution. That same proportion of Democrats in the Senate supported the resolution, and it passed there 77 to 23. Shortly before voting in favor, New York Democrat Hillary Clinton declared it was probably the hardest decision she'd ever had to make.
A vote for it is not a vote to rush to war. It is a vote that puts awesome responsibility in the hands of our president. And we say to him, use these powers wisely and as a last resort.
But West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd, who led the opposition to the resolution, simply laughed at the notion that the president would make a good faith effort to avoid war.
I do not believe that the Senate has given enough time or enough consideration to the question of handing the president unchecked authority to usurp the Constitution and declare war on Iraq.
Some Senate Democrats issued strong warnings before voting for the resolution. Massachusetts' John Kerry, who's now another presidential contender, said only a clear imminent threat from Iraq, which he did not see at the time, could justify unilateral action.
If we go it alone without reason, we risk inflaming an entire region, breeding a new generation of terrorists, a new cadre of anti-American zealots, and we will be less secure, not more secure, at the end of the day, even with Saddam Hussein disarmed.
And Senate Republican Chuck Hagel of Nebraska warned that trying to impose democracy in Iraq through force was, in his words, a roll of the dice requiring a big commitment.
The American people must be told of this long-term commitment, risk, and costs of this undertaking. We should not be seduced by the expectations of dancing in the streets after Saddam's regime has fallen, the kites, the candy, and cheering crowds that we expect to greet our troops.
A year after that debate and 6 months after occupying Iraq, U.S. forces there are still taking casualties almost daily. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi, who opposed the Iraq resolution, says she has yet to hear why the U.S. had to invade Iraq when it did.
They did not find the imminence of a threat. And no matter how they paint it, they cannot show the imminence of a threat.
Pausing in a Senate hallway, Democrat Robert Byrd says he has no regrets about opposing the Iraq resolution.
I think I was right. I think the other 22 who voted with me against the resolution were right. And I think there are a good many members today who wish they had voted that way.
But the debate has shifted in Congress from whether to go into Iraq to how soon to get out. Alaska Republican Senator Ted Stevens vows it won't be until the job there is finished.
This Congress will not walk away from Iraq. This president will not walk away from Iraq. We will not withdraw our people from Iraq and leave a chaos in Iraq.
Stevens will manage debate over the $87 billion bill this week in the Senate. A similar debate is expected this week in the House. By week's end, both chambers are expected to back the president once again. David Wellner, NPR News,
well,
the Capitol.